Words from the second chapter of Philippians. The Apostle Paul writes, "Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." Let us pray. God our Father, sometimes in our Christian faith, we're frustrated because we don't seem to have the will or the strength to change, to grow spiritually into the people we want to be. And sometimes because of that, we feel like giving up. We sometimes think it's useless to try and serve you. But we thank you that in this scripture, the Apostle Paul reassures us of the truth that we're not left on our own. Yes, we're to work hard at being Christians. Yes, we're to take you seriously and to be deeply, reverently aware of your reality and your character. But we're not alone in the tasks that you set us. We thank you for that. We thank you that you're with us. And if we confess Jesus as Lord, you are in us. And you can be at work in us if we let you. You can give us new desires to change and to grow. And you can give us power to make actual changes. Lord, we thank you that your plan for us is not just about self-improvement. Too often we act as if it was all about us. We confess that we can be obsessed with ourselves. We thank you that your plan is about us because you love us. But your plan is about more than us. You also love the world. And because of that, you gave your only Son, that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You want us, your people, to be a beacon of light shining in a dark world, a sign of your new life shining in us and shining out to a world that only knows the way to death. Father, we cannot earn your salvation, but you freely give it to those who ask. And we are dependent on your mercy and compassion from faith's journey's beginning right to its end. And so we ask today and every day, breathe on us, breath of God. Fill us with life anew, that we may love the way you love and do what you would do. We pray this in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.